got to put the right line on your tax return to get this payment.
All right. Tell us all
about
it.
We pulled the levers last November.
Yeah, that's very true.
Spoken like a true New Yorker.
All right. So tell us more about how this works.
Okay. There's a lot of confusion out there, and the IRS is reporting that people are not doing this correctly. Let's go back to last summer. Do you remember last summer when they gave out the IRS the economic stimulus payment that was $600 a person, $1,200 for individuals who are married, and you had to qualify for it. How did you qualify for it? Well, number one is you had to file your tax return.
Right.
This is your 2007 tax return. And based on your income, you would get this economic stimulus payment. However, those individuals who did not have any tax liability for 2007 were encouraged just to file a tax return, tell the IRS what they receive in things like Social Security payments, most of which are not taxable, disability payments not taxable, and then they would just get a check sent to them for $600 or $1,200. That was last summer. This was called the economic stimulus payment. Well, here it is. We're filing our taxes for 2008, and some individuals did not file for those returns and did not get the economic stimulus payments. Or another example was individuals who were claimed as dependents on, for example, their parents' tax return were not eligible for the economic stimulus payments. They were claimed as dependents on their 2007 tax returns.
But you're not talking about people who were ineligible for the stimulus tax, right? Those are not the folks making more than $150,000 or whatever it was.
If they filed, their income was too high. They did not get the payment.
Okay, and then they don't get this credit either.
Now, anybody who got an economic stimulus payment in 2008 is not eligible for the current. They call it the recovery rebate tax credit,
okay,
which is the same amount of money, except that's only for people who did not receive their economic stimulus payment, who are eligible to receive it.
Right, okay.
And the example here, again, is let's say we have a son or daughter who was claimed on mom and dad's tax return for 2007. They could not receive an economic stimulus payment last year because they were claimed as a dependent. Well, for 2008, they got a job, they're working, they have tax liability, they cannot be claimed on mom or dad's tax return. They filed their own tax return for 2008. Now they are eligible for the recovery rebate tax credit, but they have to file a tax return.
I'm getting lost here.
That's an incentive to go find a job.
But you were a dependent on someone else's tax return last year,
yes,
and now you're not, how would you have retroactive eligibility from last year to be able to get this recovery tax credit this year?
Well, if you were not claimed for 2008, but you were for 2007, you're asking?
Yeah.
If you had, let's say in 2008, income which is not taxable, and if you were on your parents' return for 2007, and then you started receiving income in 2008 which is not taxable, in reality you are eligible for the recovery rebate tax credit, but only if you're not claimed on mom and dad's tax return for 2008. So you have to be able to claim, file your own tax return.
So you have to be a sort of at least a year out on your own,
under
the wings.
Well, yeah, for 2008, correct.
Okay, there we go.
Another example where an individual might be able to receive the recovery, it's called the recovery rebate tax credit on their 2008 tax return, is if they were entitled to get an additional stimulus payment for based on 2008 filing circumstances versus 2007. Example, here we have a couple who filed in 2007 as married, filing jointly with no dependents. And in 2008, they had a baby. So now they're entitled to an additional stimulus payment in the form of the tax credit.
Just like our producer, Ruben Gomez.
Right. Well, his baby was born when? In 2008 or 2009?
2008.
Okay. So Ruben,
no, 2009.
Oh, it was 2009.
January.
I thought it was like three days too late. Oh, well.
It's too late. So it really, I know a couple who on purpose had a baby on December 30th.
I wonder what if you had eight babies before the break.
Those were born after January 1st.
Yeah. So she's going to have a big tax break next year.
She's going to have some nice deductions this year. You have to actually file a return for 2008 to get this recovery rebate tax credit, even if you have no tax liability. For example, give an example. Let's say we have a senior citizen who is just receiving Social Security, no other income, maybe a little bit of interest, a little dividends maybe, but they really have no tax liability. They should go ahead, file a tax return, reporting the Social Security income, reporting their interest, showing zero tax liability. They will get a $600 recovery rebate tax credit. Just by filing a tax return, they're going to get $600. If they did not receive it in 2008 in the form of an economic stimulus payment.
So I'm going to ask the obvious question. Do people really need to see a tax preparer this year? It sounds like they will miss out unless they really do see a professional person, right?
Well, I tell you, Jane, if an individual is using something like TurboTax,
they'll get it. They'll see it.
They'll see it on there. TurboTax has all this worked into the program. Now, I use professional tax software. Of course, it's in there. But people who do their returns by hand might have a little problem because they're going to get totally confused. The IRS is also getting a lot of questions, individuals. Well, I received my economic stimulus payment in 2008. I got my $600 or $1,200, whatever it was. Do I have to include it as income when I do my 2008 tax?
And do you? What's the answer to that?
The answer is absolutely not. It's not included.
It's not taxable.
It's not taxable.
Wow.
And it's also not taxable for state income tax purposes. It doesn't even show up on your tax return.
That's pretty good.
The IRS sent to individuals who received this economic stimulus payment in 2008 a notice telling them how much they received. And with that notice, and using something like TurboTax, or if they're using a tax preparer, if they use this notice, give it to their tax preparer, they'll have no problems whatsoever. It's those individuals who do their taxes by hand might be totally confused, and I would advise them to make sure they understand how this economic stimulus payment and tax recovery rebate tax credit works. I have put up on your website, I sent a link from the IRS's website, information about this recovery rebate tax credit.
Have Federal News Radio headlines delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up for the Federal News Flash at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news. Now,